This episode is brought to you by FinditNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FinditNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FinditNWA.com.
Today on I Am Northwest Arkansas, we're diving into a topic that affects half of our population, yet has historically been shrouded in silence. We're joined by Dr. Kristen Markell, an integrative medicine specialist with over 15 years of experience, who's revolutionizing how we approach women's midlife health. Dr. Markell combines traditional medical expertise with holistic health strategies to support women through perimenopause and menopause transitions. Her work in Northwest Arkansas is breaking down barriers and creating new conversations about women's health in our community. Join us for this important discussion about understanding, preparing for, and thriving through life's natural transitions.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey folks, it's Randy Wilburn back with another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. This episode is important to me for a number of reasons, the least of which is that I happen to share a life and a bedroom with a woman that has and is going through menopause currently. And I have become acutely aware of the challenges that menopause creates for women. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, half of the world goes through menopause and deals with it at some point in time, but it's the thing that we never talk about. And I have become more aware of this in the last year and a half because of dealing with my wife and as she deals with moving from perimenopause to menopause. And I said, you know, I want to talk with somebody about it. I've seen Mel Robbins bring some people on, some amazing doctors. The Diary of a CEO, Stephen Bartlett, brought an amazing doctor on to talk about menopause. And it's this thing that we just don't talk about in society as a whole. And I said, well, who do I know to do this? And my wife had been reaching out to several practitioners in the Northwest Arkansas area. And Dr. Markell was one of them. And I'm so excited that I was able to convince her to come on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast and have this conversation with me. I know that, you know, we talk about the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life here in the Ozarks. Well, this is life. And we're going to talk about that today with Dr. Markell. Doctor, how are you doing?
Great. Great. Thanks so much for having me on. I love talking about this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So listen, I would love for you, because most of our listeners are used to hearing a superhero origin story of the person that we're meeting with, we're having a conversation with. So we'd love for you to go back, and I don't know how far you want to go back, but just give us a little bit of your origin story and how you ended up where you are today. I know about it, but I would love for you to share with our audience a little bit about your background and history.
Yes, perfect. So I won't go back too far, but I will say, you know, born and raised here in Arkansas and took the conventional medicine path in my training up here at the University of Arkansas, and then went back down to Little Rock for residency and medical school. And then came back up to Northwest Arkansas and began caring for women. And, you know, I was doing what traditional OBGYNs do, right? Delivering babies and surgeries and prescribing medications. And probably about 8 years ago, hit a turning point in my life where I began experiencing burnout and was probably entering some perimenopause time period for myself. And so I did what a good doctor would do. You know, I reached out to my friends who are doctors and, you know, went to see them, check everything out, and everything was great. And I said, well, there's got to be more here to the story. And so I began to explore what are some other ways to take care of me so that I could continue to do my work in the world and take care of women and my people. And that's what led me to integrative medicine. It led me into looking at people from a whole person approach, really making sure that, you know, I'm supported in stress response, in nutrition, in things that I definitely had some experience with as an MD, but I wanted to learn more. And then that really took me into the hormonal aspect of it. You know, what was different for women in each season of life? And as an OBGYN, people would say, oh, you're the expert in that. But the true story is that even OBGYNs probably get somewhere between 5 and 8 hours of perimenopause and menopausal training and residency. So I was like, you know, I have to know more. I've got to have more of an understanding of this, have more tools in the tool belt for my patients coming to see me. And so I began to do additional training in hormones, including midlife, perimenopause and menopause, and sexual health in, you know, the areas that really affect women significantly in this particular season. And then I, you know, decided, well, hey, I really want to have that time with patients where we can talk about this. We can make these plans that are so personalized to each person. And so I created my own practice about a little over 2 years ago to support women in their hormonal health and well-being. And, you know, it's really just such a delight to be able to do this because especially in perimenopause and midlife, people are just coming into like the best season of, you know, bringing all the things that they've learned from earlier on in life, knowing what they want, what they don't want. And what I found is that sometimes perimenopause, menopause, the hormonal shifts can be very impactful for how they navigate the season and then what that leads them to do as they move through it.
Yeah. You know, I'm listening to you talk about this, and it's like, I certainly really want to unpack this so we can help people understand perimenopause and menopause. And just like you said, I mean, how people navigate through this, one of the economic impacts of this, which is a big deal, is that menopause-related symptoms contribute to an estimated $1.8 billion in lost workdays annually in the U.S. alone. Now, we know women, there are women all over the world, so you can just extrapolate that number out in every major industrialized nation. I think it's important for us, just for our audience, to be able to define perimenopause and menopause. And then I think the other thing, too, is that when people think menopause, they think, oh, I'm not going to see that till I'm 50 or 60. And that's because a lot of us just don't know when it the onset of when we start, when women start seeing or experiencing it. And it can happen as early as in your 30s, from what I read, which I was blown away by. And my wife, as she has gotten deep into this, like really deep, she could be your assistant. She's like, man, I want to be a spokesperson for this because nobody ever told me about this growing up as a young woman. Nobody ever sat me down and told me about this issue. Maybe I got the birds and the bees conversation, but I never got the menopause, perimenopause. I didn't even know what perimenopause was. And so I would love for you to kind of just for audience, because I would imagine there are others out there that are thinking the same thing. Yeah, nobody ever had that conversation with me.
Yes, yes. No, that is a common statement that people will come in and say, like, why did nobody tell me about this? Why am I just now learning about this? I was talking to a friend recently and we were talking, we saw something about like a Judy Blume quote, like someone should have Judy Blume write a new book about perimenopause and menopause. And I was like, well, she did teach me about periods. So I think it would be right on trend for her to, you know, write one about perimenopause and menopause. But yeah, so menopause, let's talk about that. We have to talk about menopause to define perimenopause. And menopause is defined as you have not had a period for 1 year. And so obviously this works for people who still have a uterus, right? For people who have had a hysterectomy or, you know, an endometrial ablation or things that potentially could affect their periods isn't helpful in their definition of menopause. But for people with a uterus, when you haven't had a period for 1 year, that is now you're in menopause, right? And so perimenopause is going to be the 7 to 10 years before menopause. The average age of menopause is 51. So a normal range of when people could experience menopause would be anywhere from 45 to 55. And so if we take that 7 to 10 years before, then for people who do enter menopause in their mid-40s, then in the mid to late 30s, they could be experiencing perimenopausal symptoms. And when we think about menopause, when we don't have a period for a year, if you look at the hormone levels, at that point, estrogen and progesterone are very, very low, sometimes almost zero. But that's not what's happening in perimenopause. In perimenopause, what we typically see is more of a chaotic up and down with our hormones, which sometimes is very low, sometimes could be very high, sometimes could be cyclical, like women have been experiencing if they've been having cycles, but it's not typically regular, right? It's not like our regular cycles that people have been experiencing throughout their life. And it can look different at the beginning of perimenopause than it does at the end, which is why it can feel very tough, right? Because at the beginning, women will say, well, you know, I had an off month, but then the next month felt a little bit better. And so I thought, oh, it's nothing. But then as they get deeper into perimenopause, they may notice like, oh, I'm having these persistent symptoms that are really affecting my quality of life, my ability to show up, my ability to connect with people. And that's when people start to think, why did no one tell me about this? Is this perimenopause? Is this something else? And thankfully, we're having that conversation now about perimenopause so that people can seek out providers or seek out helpers to support them in this. But, you know, my heart goes out to the generations before us that weren't having this conversation. And they were told, this is just what you do and you just have to get through it, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think about, you know, it's like, it's almost like it was a dirty little secret that nobody wanted to talk about, right? And it was just like, oh, well, so-and-so's just going through some stuff and they'll be okay eventually. And I mean, there is, I guess for people to understand this, there is a clear end to menopause. Is that correct? Is that thing, I guess that's what we all hope for, right? Or at least every woman is hoping that at some point in time, this does come to a conclusion, but not without having to address the challenges that you face on a regular basis. And the reason why I say that is because even my wife, you know, went through and she's perfectly fine with me sharing this because she's like, I just want people to know that they should understand this and that you're not going crazy and that, you know, when you go through these, you know, elevations and changes in temperature and, you know, 1 minute, I mean, I literally have to sleep in the bed with, you know, flannel pajamas in the winter, in the summertime, because it's cold at all times in my house, but it's fine. You know, it's all about her comfort, but it's like, you know, you have to understand what people are going through. And when you couple that with the hormone therapy and how that plays a role, she wasn't even aware that that was, you know, that was what she should be thinking about until I would say in the last 6 to 12 months. And after doing her research, after meeting with professionals like you and several other local doctors in Northwest Arkansas, she was able to make an informed decision about what would be best for her. Because I think the big takeaway with this is that while, yes, half of the world's population, all the women are going to go through this, the way they go through it and what they experience could be vastly different from one person to the next. Is that correct?
100%. Right. And so, you know, I love you sharing her story because I think the more that we talk about it, the more people can see like, oh, yes, I'm experiencing that. You know, how can I receive support? But yeah, the perimenopausal symptoms that people experience can be so personalized to them because almost every area on our body has hormone receptors. Right. And so, you know, people think about like, oh, hot flashes and night sweats and vaginal dryness, like, these might be the most common symptoms that people kind of refer to menopause, but those may not happen for everyone. And they may not happen until people get closer to that menopausal transition. So when I'm talking with patients, we're looking at what is their cluster of symptoms that they have personally? Is it more, you know, mental health symptoms like more anxiety or depression? Is it more brain health symptoms like brain fog or concentration? Is it fatigue, that's a common one. Is it changes in skin and hair and nails? Is it sexual health symptoms? Like, what are their cluster of symptoms that we can identify? And then as we start to support, whether it's with hormonal therapy or lifestyle measures, what gets better, right? Because we can't say everything is related to perimenopause. Sometimes it is like, oh, this joint hurts because I, you know, had an injury this many years ago, and now my body's telling me I have to take care of it in a different way. But if I start hormonal therapy and that joint stops hurting, then that tells me a lot, right? That yes, that area may need support, but also there's a component of hormones that is helpful for caring for that area. You did say, when is menopause ever over? And so the way that we look at it in, you know, the medical community is that once you have that 1 year after the last period, now you're menopausal. And you're menopausal for the rest of your life, right? Because we're not going into a different hormonal season. And that may be why we have these stories of like, ugh, this has been a hard season and I want to be done with it. Please tell me when menopause is over. But really what we're trying to do is determine, how do I support myself in this season so that it feels good? You know, it feels how I want to. It supports me now and 10 years and 20 years and 30 years down the way. And that will look different than it did in our 20s and 30s for many different reasons, right? But it doesn't have to be horrible, right? I think what you were saying is, but with your wife's experience, like, I want this to be over. Please tell me I'm done with this, right? And people can and do feel better in perimenopause when they're navigating these changes with the right support. And so that is the big takeaway, is that you don't have to just white knuckle it and just get through it. There are things that people can do to support themselves.
Yeah. You know, and I clearly want to make sure that, and I had mentioned this up at the top, and I'll mention it at the end as a reminder, none of what I'm talking about today is rendering any medical advice whatsoever, just giving you information and some guidance. Of course, Dr. Markell is a professional, and she can certainly speak to these things. I'm just an observer and one that has taken on this mantle just because I see it every day, and certainly want to highlight some of the awareness. I think, like you say, you know, we hear this phrase often, knowledge is power, but having this kind of information can really be beneficial for you. But we certainly want to encourage everybody listening to this to please seek out professional medical advice for your particular situation as it pertains to this. And, you know, I just want to encourage everyone that this information should be helpful for you as you move forward, especially if you're in that state of perimenopause or menopausal. So, and as Dr. Markell said, if you're menopausal, it's for the rest of your life. It just, you know, a lot of it is dependent upon how you handle it and deal with it. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there again so that everybody's fully aware of that. And we want to encourage you to get as much understanding as you can, because like my wife, there are a lot of options out there. You just need to know what's available to you. Dr. Markell, I wanted to ask you, as you, you know, I have family members that are OBGYNs, and it's one of my cousins, she practiced for like 35 years, which is a lot of babies. And so, you know, and I, at one point in time, I did ask her if she ever got tired of that. And she said she just loved bringing life into the world. And it was a challenge at times, of course, but, you know, there was just something about that. But I'm curious to know, for you, when you got into the whole integrative medicine piece, it seems like that this is a newer focus, especially as it pertains to women, right? Because you said earlier on in the conversation that, you know, you may have spent 5 to 8 hours studying menopause in med school, which I find is astounding. But I get it, because there's so much that you have to cover in a 4-year period. But I'd be curious to know that for you personally, the integrative medicine piece, how has that allowed you to really, you know, practice and help people in it in such a different and profound way?
Yes. I think the big takeaway there is that I have so much more time with my patients, right? And I understand that conventional medical system has to provide templates for care, right? Which are the standard of care. And when you go see a doctor and you have 15 to 20 minutes, you know, they want to be able to determine like what's going on and what can we do to support you. And I think, you know, as I continued in my medical career, I just crave to be able to spend more time with people and to really understand what made them tick, what was important to them, and how we could support them. And the integrative medicine piece just really looks at that whole person. It looks at, yes, you know, we're going to look at your labs and inflammation markers and hormone levels and metabolic health, but we're also going to see where you are in this season of life. You know, when we look at perimenopausal women, some of them have young children. Some of them have, you know, children that are leaving the home. Some people have no children and they may be caring for elders. Like there's just such a different makeup of what is important to people at in this season of life. And so you can't say like, this is going to be exactly perfect for every single person. And so the integrative part of that was that I got to really dig into how can I support you where you are and where you want to be. And so that's been so fun. Although delivering babies, I always used to say, even getting up in the middle of the night, I was never mad or sad.
Yeah.
You know, deliver a baby. It was always such an amazing experience. But I think I really fell in love with this season of life and supporting women because I really get to know them very well and get to help them with their next step.
Yeah. You know, and there is so much to digest in terms of information that's out there. And you know, I've been kind of over-indexing on Dr. Peter Attia lately. And I mean, you know, I tell people to go online. I mean, there's so much on the interwebs, on YouTube, podcasts. There's so much information out there. There's almost no excuse for us to not be informed about our health and how we can deal with any challenges that we're dealing with. And this is a perfect example of that, of how you can get in, you can really get involved and you can get the information that you need. It's all out there. You just have to find it. But I think having medical practitioners like yourself and others that really focus on these issues is important because it helps the whole person navigate this whole issue of perimenopause and menopause. And so I'd be curious to know, just speaking specifically to how you counsel family members of individuals that are going through this, right? Because again, it's just, oh, you know, take a pill or this will go away quickly. And none of that is happening. It's like, how do we manage this, right? It's more of a management. It's phase of this is how we have to do things now. We did things one way before, but now we're in this whole new phase. And I think it's important, especially if you love the people that you're around, to want to make sure that they are fully educated on this and to bring them along through the journey, right? Because I feel like I'm a partner with my wife anyway, but I'm a partner with her on this journey. I'm excited when she finally decided what she was going to do when it came to hormone replacement therapy and how she was going to do it, because there's multiple options out there. I was excited for her and I was like encouraging her, and to see the benefit of that and even a short period of time since she's been on it, like I'm just like her big cheerleader. But how do we, and when I say we, I'm primarily speaking of men or maybe younger women that just haven't gone through this yet. How do we support those around us that are struggling with perimenopause, menopause, and, you know, or sometimes are struggling and silently with the issues?
This is such a great topic. And it's something I talk with my patients about frequently, because how they're feeling, like you said, doesn't just affect them. It affects all the people around them. And you know, I like to reference it a bit like puberty, right? Some significant hormonal changes are happening in puberty. And if you have kiddos that have experienced that, or then you know, like you've witnessed it, like, oh, they are going through some changes. And perimenopause can be similar to that in a way, but obviously we're much more experienced and have more tools in the tool belt than maybe a teen does. But I really talk with talking with their partners, educating them about what's going on, right? You know, if their partner is a man, how do they feel if their testosterone level dropped down to zero, right? Like sometimes we can give examples of like, you probably feel a bit different if something that you had relied on unconsciously was changing significantly, right? So there's some things that are happening there. And this is also a great time to reflect on, okay, things aren't working the same way. So what sort of support do I need? How will that change what is happening with my relationship? How do we want that to change moving forward? So once we get through the emergency part of it, right? When people come in and they're like, this feels really horrible. Stabilization is key, right? But then once they start to feel like, okay, this is really getting where I feel more like myself again, that's a common statement. I don't feel like myself. Then we get to explore, okay, this is going to be our new normal. What needs to change moving forward to support this? And how will that affect your partner, your relationship, what you guys are thinking about from, you know, a long-term health standpoint? So it does invite in a collaborative approach to the relationship. Like, what do we want this to look like moving forward? But in that urgent time period, in that emergent time period, it's really about like, how can we care for you, right? How can you care for your partner that might be experiencing some significant ups and downs? And, you know, a lot of times that's going to be so personalized, right? Like maybe some people are having more blood sugar swings and we need to make sure we're keeping those blood sugars stable throughout the day. That looks like making sure you're eating, right? It might be exploring how can we get more deep restorative sleep, right? As a OBGYN, that was one of my main things that I said, sleep is a top priority. And at that point in time, it meant that I had to have that conversation with the whole family. I had small children. And so we had to make sure they were sleeping well. And so it's something that may not happen overnight, but it builds upon itself. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. And like I said, and, you know, just for everybody's knowledge, I actually went with my wife to every doctor's appointment that she had as she was going through this process. And I'm not saying that to get a special award or anything, but I'm just saying that that level of support can go a long way in helping your partner, your spouse go through this journey and not feel like by themselves, because I feel like that a lot of women probably feel that way.
Yeah.
That nobody understands what I'm going through and I just got to tough it out. And of course, right. We all know that women endure childbirth. So, you know, there's not much that you guys can't deal with and you can't handle. You guys are certainly the stronger species on the planet, but that's a whole nother conversation.
For sure. And it comes into the whole, you know, like you said, why hasn't anybody told me about this? And is everybody experiencing this? Because no one's talking about it, right? Now we're talking about it more. But yeah, and we don't have to suffer. Like suffering is not going to get you a prize for this season.
Yeah, no, I think it's important to be involved and to get involved as much as possible. Can you maybe talk about, I mean, what do you think, what are you most excited about when people say to you, when you talk about like the latest advancements in both hormonal and non-hormonal treatments for menopause symptoms, what are you most excited about giving your practice?
Yeah, I think, you know, you touched on it earlier that that this is kind of an emerging specialty, right? You know, the Women's Health Initiative study, which happened in 2002, kind of turned people off of hormone therapy for a bit of time. And so the podcast that you mentioned earlier with Peter Attia and Rachel Rubin, you know, she talks about that this is the beginning of a movement, which I kind of laugh because I'm like, really, this is the beginning? You know, what's been happening to all those people that have been experiencing
menopause?
That this is the beginning of really looking at personalized support for women in perimenopause and menopause. And when you bring in the longevity aspect of it, because when people are going through perimenopause, we've probably got, you know, fingers crossed, a third to more of our life left. This is, you know, a way of looking at how do I take care of myself now? But like, I've got a lot of life left to live, right? And so the longevity aspect of it really excites me. It helps me really tune into what patients are looking for from a personalized perspective. And so that's what lights me up right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited for your practice because even though you're still technically in the early stages, this isn't your first rodeo, but I mean, clearly there's plenty of opportunity for you to really make a difference in the lives of especially women here in Northwest Arkansas. And with that said, I want to lean into something that I'm sure some of the companies and employers that listen to this podcast may have some questions about, but how can employers in Northwest Arkansas implement what I would call, and I'm using air quotes now, menopause-friendly policies to support their employees?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I loved the statistic that you shared at the beginning. And, you know, I've already seen some changes happening here, and it always gets me really excited. But even simple things such as like a lunch and learn, like showing the perimenopausal and menopausal women that, hey, we are invested in you being educated in this and bringing in people to, you know, support your health and well-being, right? You know, that is a big, big factor for employers to really make sure that their employees know that they're supported. And I've even seen that, you know, there are fertility benefits that people see, that some of those fertility benefits actually also can be used for perimenopause and menopausal programs for some companies. So, you know, showing people that you're invested in their health and well-being. And like you said, the loss of days, the number of women that leave the workforce in this time period, it's significant. And I hear the personal stories of women saying, like, you know, I feel like my brain's not working anymore. I feel like I can't do what I used to do, or it feels so much harder. And so it's really, I think, showing these women that these companies are invested in their health and well-being and keeping their wisdom and experience around, because it's going to be beneficial for everybody involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it impacts the culture of an organization. I mean, it plays a lot of roles there. And certainly, too, like I think about, you know, older women in the workplace tend to have a role where they also are encouraging younger, the next generation, right? I mean, that's the whole idea, right? We should constantly be encouraging the next generation to do even greater things than we've done. And so you have to have somebody in that role, in that capacity in your organization to be able to do that. You can't talk about it. You actually have somebody that's lived it and be out there sharing on a regular basis. So, exactly. Yeah. It's so I know that lately, and I've had a few people on the podcast, like Elizabeth Pringer and a few other folks, FemTech, this whole concept of the rise of FemTech, empowering women through innovation. There's been a huge surge in women's health startups. I think in 2024, women's health startups attracted like $2.6 billion in funding. And then there have been some amazing startups here in the U.S., Midi Health, which was a program backed by Meghan Markle. I think Electra Health was also got funded. And there's a bunch of virtual and digital menopause care options. Mm-hmm. And I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are about that as you start to see those come online.
Yeah, I love anything that gets women more access to support, right? So, you know, there's definitely some perimenopausal, menopausal startups out there that are a viable option for many people, right? You know, with FemTech, there's also, you know, lots of information that we're learning from wearables and from different like functional medicine type testing that I think is really going to, in the next 10 years, give us much more personalized insight into this time period, right? Because women are curious, they want to know, you know, this generation of women is not like, we're just going to knuckle through this. We want some information to tell us what exactly is happening. So yeah, you know, I've worked with different companies, with Elizabeth and, you know, with my patients in my programs that wear wearables, we get to use that data to really show how what they're doing is changing their body, right? And how things are improving and what feels better. And so I think this just adds to the personalized approach of taking care of people in this time period.
Yeah. And I just want to say this for everybody. You know, I thought in finite wisdom that, you know, like a continuous glucose monitor was only for somebody that was a diabetic.
Yes.
And that is not, that couldn't be further from the truth. My wife has had one for a couple of months now, and she loves it. She absolutely loves it. And she's not diabetic, but it has just helped her balance. And it can actually help with weight loss. It can help with weight control. There are a number of factors that play into it, but you're absolutely right. I think the wearable marketplace is getting huge. And I think that there are some companies here in Northwest Arkansas that will potentially play a role in that as we move things forward. So that's got to be exciting for you as a medical practitioner in this space to have those types of support devices that can help you make things a lot easier, right? So that none of us are just walking around kind of blindly not aware of what's actually going on with our bodies.
Ooh, I love it. I'm like a data geek. So I'm like, ooh, look what happened here. But the other piece that I love about it is the self-awareness that it gives women to say, oh, look, when my blood sugar went down really, really low, and then I had these symptoms of, you know, feeling shaky and irritable. And so we get to say, like, oh, your body is telling us here that things are off. What can we do to make sure that you feel supported throughout the day? You know, if our blood sugar is changing significantly, especially in perimenopause, could that worsen some of our perimenopause symptoms potentially, right?
Yeah.
And so it's so fun to be able to look at that data, show women like, nope, you're not crazy. Look at this. This is exactly what is going on. And then give them the tools to be able to support themselves. And then they have that inner awareness of, oh, this means this for me, which they get to take with them everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as we start to land this plane, because we could go on and on talking about this topic, and I'm sure it's one that obviously you're as passionate about, that this is, you know, your why now, right? This is the thing that you focus on, which I applaud. I would be curious to know, from your perspective as an integrative medicine specialist, what resources are available for women in Northwest Arkansas specifically? Because there may be people watching this in other parts of the country, but I'm talking specifically for women in Northwest Arkansas that are seeking support with this issue. What are some of the resources that are available to them?
Yeah, right. So, you know, there are obviously your medical providers, right? Your OBGYNs do have training in this. And there are people that are specifically focused on menopause and perimenopause. And you can typically find those people by looking up on a website. It's called the Menopause Society, which is kind of the big menopause certifying body in the United States. And people that are interested in menopause will take a certification exam, and, you know, you can be able to find them there. And, you know, in my programs, I have health coaches that also are focused on midlife women because, you know, women, again, they're not just small men, but especially as we're aging, hormonal shifts are affecting things. And so you want to make sure that you have helpers that have that additional training, that have explored, okay, how can I help people in this season of life, and have not taken the information from, you know, a 20-year-old or someone else in a different season and just tried to say, like, here, try this, right? So you want to make sure that people have had that additional training and certification. But if you're looking for hormonal support with prescriptions and things like that, then definitely the Menopause Society can direct you to local providers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's how Nicola found you, my wife, and she found some others. And she actually spoke with her OBGYN that also referred her to you. And so it's one of those sandboxes where a lot of those in the medical profession that are in the know play nicely and, you know, share and say, hey, you should go talk to this person and get your feedback. And I just, again, I thought it was a very thoughtful approach that she took to initially getting things started for her care. And I was just very impressed with what we experienced, her interactions with you and others. And so for anybody listening that says, you know what, I want to see Dr. Kristen, what's the best way for them to reach out to you to connect with your office and maybe make an appointment to have an introductory session.
Right. So you can find me at my website. It's KristenMarkellMD.com. I'm also on Instagram at KristenMarkellMD. Or give us a call at the office. It's 479-222-0966. And we can get you set up.
Yeah. And I'll make sure we put all of that in the show notes, along with all of Dr. Markell's contact information, because I think it would be helpful for anyone that is listening that might be going through, or you know, this has kind of been a revelatory conversation that you've heard today. And so hopefully it will be the nudge that you need to say, you know what, I'm going to see about this, or I'm going to share this with somebody that needs to hear it, both a female and maybe a male that needs to hear it, to be encouraged to understand that, you know, our loved ones sometimes go through things that we have no idea. And it's important for us to have an idea and to not walk around blind and ignorant of what's going on in the health of those we care the most about. So I certainly hope people would take advantage of this. Yeah. So, well, Dr. Markell, thank you so much. And again, I want to encourage everyone in listening to this. There's a lot of activity happening here in Northwest Arkansas. We've got the Alice Walton School of Medicine. There's a lot of growth happening. I'm hoping that soon, and this is actually for her sanity, that Dr. Markell has other competitors in the arena, because she can't see every woman that's in Northwest Arkansas. There's not enough time in the day. And so I firmly do believe we are on the uptick as it pertains to healthcare practitioners, what Alice Walton is doing with the Alice Walton School of Medicine up north there in Bentonville is nothing short of amazing. But that was born out of a very rich person having a desire and a need to do something. And she had the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. So many people have had to get on planes or buses or trains to go and get healthcare coverage or to go see a specialist that didn't exist in this area. And that's slowly changing. And just seeing what, just talking to Dr. Markell today helps me to realize that there will be more people like this sprouting up all throughout Northwest Arkansas in the near future. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. And I think Dr. Markell will be leading the charge, especially as it pertains to integrative medicine, as it pertains to perimenopause and menopausal solutions for women here in Northwest Arkansas. So Dr. Markell, thank you again so much for joining me. I know you probably were like, when I reached out originally, you were like, what does this guy want? And so I appreciate that. This is a very important subject, and one we're trying to kind of really holistically look at the whole individual here in Northwest Arkansas and give them information that we know would be important for them. And so I think this is a very seminal episode that will have some legs. And as we like to say, we like to create episodes that have a long-term effect. And this one, I think, will have that. So thank you again so much, Dr. Markell, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. And we certainly look to probably run this back again in the near future and have some future conversations with you about some of the breakthroughs that are happening in this area of perimenopause and menopause.
I would love it. That would be so great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, folks, there you have it. Another episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. To learn more about us, you can follow our podcast on every major podcasting platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Of course, you can watch the podcast a lot of times on YouTube. And remember, our podcast comes out every Monday, rain or shine. You can also find us online at iamnorthwestarkansas.com. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn, and we'll see you back here next week for another new episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit iamnorthwestarkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.